Jazlyn Alexander landed the role of Dorothy in The Wiz. She says her first encounter with the Broadway play was the movie version. Come on now.
I was a kid, and my grandma and my mom had me watch the Diana Ross version. They absolutely love her, and they absolutely love Michael Jackson, so that was my first experience with it.
What did you think?
I loved it. Oh my goodness. It's shows like that that actually gave me the inspiration to go, I can do this. I can perform.
At rehearsal, Jazlyn looks over lyrics with musicians.
Here I am alone. Yeah, okay.
Here I am alone, though it feels the same. I don't know where I'm going.
Jazlyn, as an actress, approaches everything through an innocence eye of wonderment.
The Wiz director, Rick Baumgartner.
And I love that about her, and I think that she encapsulates Dorothy's belief system.
I am so amazed by the things that I see here.
As far as me bringing to this character, I think I bring a childlike wonder to it. I've always said that I've never really grown up in my head. I'm a 25-year-old kid.
My name is Dorothy, and that's the Scarecrow, and that's the Lion, and that's the Tin Man.
So, what do you all want?
Well, I want to get back home to Kansas and see my Aunt Em and Uncle Dodo and see Toto and everything.
Quiet! That's better.
Veteran actor Robert Barnes plays the role of the Wiz. Barnes snarls in a scene at other characters, including WSU student Lucas Lowry, who plays the dangling Scarecrow.
I feel so like exuberant, and I get to express a lot of energy into the role, and it's one of my favorite roles I've always wanted to play. And I love Michael Jackson, so getting to like interpret his character has just been a blast.
And 6'5" Alexander Ogburn agrees. The Hutchinson resident has played the role of the Cowardly Lion twice, once at the Cicely Tyson Arts Conservatory in New Jersey, and now in Wichita.
I think pretty much I embody the lion in real life, so but yeah, that's fun actually acting that out on stage.
Man, everybody in this show.
Musical director and Tin Man, Huron Bro.
All of the singers, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, well, I'm the Tin Man, excuse me, the Scarecrow, the Lion, the Wiz.
If I come on to you as frightening.
Everybody is just top of their game vocally, as well as their acting.
But it won't just all happen on the stage. We are on the yellow brick road, after all.
And that road, Baumgartner says, extends out into the audience where the actors will perform as well. The scene setting is also Wichita-centric, McConnell Air Force Base, McAdams Park, and Eisenhower Airport, which is Oz. Jazlyn Alexander and Carla Burns, who is vocal director and the Wicked Witch, say the Wiz production will be like no other.
Lots and lots and lots of glitter, lots of bright colors, and just so much melanin. Oh my goodness, it makes me so excited to see so many Black people on stage.
And it's a tribute to the voices, the sounds, the acting, the singing, to what we're capable of right here in Wichita.
For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.